education, entertainment. It's Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
I don't know if it's edutainment.
It's edutainment. don't make me jump across this console and strangle you. Not live on the air anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. What?
I said 620 KTAR.
Yeah, thanks for saying it.
Yeah. What we're listening to.
We're not really funny. Hey, Mark writes in an email. He has a Kazaa question. He says, Kazaa not only offers a free version of their service, but they offer various tiers of paid versions. By purchasing one of these versions, does it protect you from a lawsuit as though you were buying music from another online source? To purchase a service would seem to imply purchasing the right to download the music. I'm not asking for legal advice, but just your thoughts on the matter. Well, Mark, there are a couple of legit places out there, like iTunes, like buymusic.com, and a couple other places, that you can actually pay a subscription fee and then be able to download music, and you then have obtained the rights to do that, not illegally. But if you use a service like Kazaa, even the paid service, don't think that because you're paying that you just became legal. You have not. There are no sites out there that have every single artist and every single song available to man on the planet for one low monthly fee of only $14.95. That just does not exist. Most of the sites that I've seen out there, in fact, all the sites that I see that are legit sites that let you pay to download music, let you pay on a per song basis. So, if that helps answer your question, whether you're Mark or somebody else out there, know the one pay per month and download as much as you want. Those are not legit legal ways to obtain music. And
but what is really legal? You know?
I don't know.
I have Kazaa.
I can't believe you just said that. They're going to come get you.
Fight the power!
Her last name is spelled V-A-L-D-I-V-I-A. They're
going
to get you.
I'm going to jail. They're going to break in right now.
Exactly. Let's see if we can help somebody else out on the phone. We've got Gary, who has an AMD, which we will not hold against him, and he's got a question about Microsoft Word. Gary, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hello.
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 This one's a little bit obscure, but hopefully it'll work for people that home office and mail lots of letters out as part of that home office business.
Okay, shoot.
With a proprietary system that brings an incoming label address, it usually comes in, if you think, in big block cap letters. Is there a way, importing that, it automatically drops it into Word, is there a way to convert that into upper and lower case?
So what the question is, if you have something that's
going to go into Access.
Okay, so you have all caps.
And would like to make upper and lower case just to make it look, frankly, less like junk mail.
You know what? Okay. I have the answer.
What do you mean you have the answer?
I have the answer.
I'm impressed.
All right.
See? Okay, what there is a feature in Word that allows you to change the sentence the way that it's structured, the capitalization, and you can actually change it to all caps, to sentence structure, where it's only capitalized at the beginning of each sentence. You can change it to all lowercase. You can do all of these great things.
So if it was accidentally written like backwards, where the first letter of every sentence was lowercase and everything else was uppercase, you can correct all that. You can do anything you want with the change case feature.
Sentence structure area of Word.
Actually, you go when Word is open, you go to the format menu option.
First, you need to highlight the text you want to
affect. Oh yes. And you can do that by hitting Control A, and that'll take all the text. Or if it's just a certain areas, of course, you can highlight it by dragging, clicking and dragging.
Okay. I'm right with you.
Okay, then you're going to go to the Format menu option, and you'll click on that, and you'll go down to Change Case. You'll select Change Case.
And it should pop up with a box that gives you like five or six different options of how you want to affect the text you've selected.
And then bada bing, bada boom, you fixed it.
All right.
And you probably, in your case, you'd probably want to choose like either sentence case or title case will be my guess.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you'll choose one of those options, say okay, and it will immediately change all the text that you had selected.
I thought I had hunted every nook and corner of Word.
It's tricky.
Revealed.
Another little tip when you have a kind of question like this in the future and we're not available to help you out because it's not Saturday afternoon, you can click on Help within Word, and then go down to Microsoft Word Help, And just in the little box that comes up, the little guy, maybe his name is Clippy or the little dog, whatever the dude is that pops up, just type in there something like, in this case, change case, and hit search, and it'll pop up options, one of which would be capitalized text, and from there it would kind of walk you through on almost step-by-step basis, kind of like Michael just
and
did.
And how to do it. There's you are welcome. I'm glad to be of service. There is also in our resource section on our radio show homepage a whole plethora of resources for each particular application. So if you had a question about Excel or PowerPoint, you can click there, and there's frequently asked questions that Microsoft provides the answers to. So that's even more helpful.
But it's not as good as hearing it out of your mouth.
Yes, I know.
Hey, thanks for the call, Gary.
Pretty.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Mikey always wants me to tell her she has a beautiful mind.
Yes.
See, she doesn't want to hear anything else but that.
So, well, not from you.
Gary just confirmed it.
Yes, he's very nice.
And if you want to
look
see those
tips...
Look
at me, I'm on a roll today.
You are on a roll
today.
Ooh,
his house.
If you want to see the tips that Mikey is talking about, you can do so at our website, datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section and look where it says show resources.
Mm-hmm.
And look around in there. There will be tips and tricks for all the different programs that are within the entire office suite.
There's even a link to help you pick which office suite is best for you. Because there's like four or five different office
sets. Oh, yeah, there's like small
sets.
Business, there's
yeah.
standard, there's basic, there's professional, there's premium. They have so many different
insane.
Things.
And the difference is just like one application. So it's kind of confusing, but this will help you. You know what I realize? It's this monster drink. It's got me all wired.
We're not doing commercials for that.
Oh, this energy drink.
Yeah, there you go. It's got you all wired up, and that's why you can think clearer.
See?
Maybe we need to get you loaded up with this stuff before each show.
Get like a patch that injects it to me.
That seems like a good idea.
I doubt it.
Do you want to do our free download of the week and our Did You Know segment?
Yeah, let's do it.
Look at that's our free download of the week
we
music.
We really need to get a new one because it's confusing.
I'm waiting.
Okay, you'll see.
Here we go.
No.
There's your free download of the week music. Now
that's
go ahead.
That's the worst. MS Office Downloads is our free download of the week this week. And you may be thinking, well, that's not a download. But it is a whole lot of downloads on one page. You can go to this. It's a web page provided by Microsoft.
Uh-huh.
And there are just more than what your mind can imagine. There's add-on plugins, photo clips, calendars, smart tags, planners, everything you can download and add it to your already existing Office applications.
So
and
you
become
go to
a whiz.
officeupdates.microsoft.com, is that how you get there?
No.
No.
It's not the Office Updates.
Oh, no.
No, it's Office
else.
Downloads.
Where do you go? Where do you go?
You can go to our website, datadoctors.com, click on the radio link, click on the download of the week, and zoom, you're there.
That's
you're
the quickest
just
going to
be,
there?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't there a shortcut?
Well, there is, but...
Can't you just double-click on www.go-to-the-office-download-page-please-right-now.com?
It's a go-to-office.microsoft.com/office-update/default,
okay, okay.
Blah, 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 yeah, blah.
Your way was easier.
See, that's what I thought.
Our website, the radio show section,
mm-hmm.
and then look in the links there. You'll find what you're looking for.
Oh, there's so many things. I didn't even know that they made that many things.
How about our Did You Know segment? I've
How
got official
it?
Did You Know music, and it's
yes.
different this time. Ready? Go ahead.
Oh, see? Did you know? Oh, this actually works well.
Of course it does.
See?
Because I'm quick like that.
You are. Did you know that Ethernet connects locally networked computers?
Local area network computers?
Locally networked computers. So Ethernet is, it's basically, it was in 1973, a gentleman was trying to figure out how to hook up some computers with some printers, and he stumbled upon Ethernet, which allows you to, many people use the term LAN, and that can be interused kind of with Ethernet. And what it is, it's not Internet, but local computers. So like if at your home, you have a computer in your room, a computer in your kid's room, all these computers, they're hooked together via Ethernet.
That's,
on a locally networked
computer.
It's
the most commonly used network standard, and it's not a protocol. It's not the language they speak. It's more the physical, like the cabling and stuff.
Correct.
And it's the most commonly used on the planet by
yes.
far.
And,
most computers
yeah.
these days sold come with a network connector that is
Ethernet
standard. Right.
And this technology helped people create WANs, which is a wide area network, which is from like city to city. or, you know, building the building that is across the city. And then the internet came and wow, I was
calm down.
To you the other day and you didn't think this internet thing was going to go anywhere.
I still don't think so. I don't think it's going to do anything.
It's not going to do anything.
It's just silly.
It's a waste of time. Who's going to get online and do all that?
To quote somebody not so famous, it's the CB radio of the 90s. That's what it was called back then.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Ethernet.
That's a bad idea. Mm-hmm.
There's a holiday in, I think it's in April, where the Ether Bunny comes to visit you.
What?
And you can catch him with an Ethernet.
Whatever.
And if you need to get the grass shorter, you can modem.
Anyway, oh, God.
We got to take a quick
terrible.
Break. Those are really bad. That's the only humor I have, and it's really bad. And that's why we got to go to break.
Yes.
When we come back, one more segment, we're going to try to squeeze in Mike and Sarah and I don't know who else because there's all kinds of calls here. And we're going to take those things when we come back. It's the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.